Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here with a lesson from the Westminster Shorter Catechism. In this lesson, we're looking at questions and answers 53, 54, and 55. Which is the third commandment? The third commandment is, Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. That is, the name of our God should not be utilized in an empty and frivolous manner. What is required in the third commandment? The third commandment requireth the holy and reverent use of God's names, titles, attributes, ordinances, word, and works. What is forbidden in the third commandment? The third commandment forbiddeth all profaning and abusing of anything whereby God maketh himself known. Usually, when we think of the violations of the third commandment, we think of cursing and swearing. Do not curse and swear. To curse means that you level an invective against the individual who is before you, who is created in the image of God. And you condemn that individual to hell. Only God has the privilege of cursing men and women. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden by eating the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, God said that they would surely die. And God leveled the curse of death upon Adam and Eve. And God also cursed the created order. You and I do not have this privilege. And you and I ought not to take this privilege upon ourselves and assume that we are able to do this by cursing individuals who are created in the image of God. And then we ought not to swear. Swearing involves the use of vulgarity and blasphemy. Whereas cursing is profanity, we profane individuals. Swearing refers more to the use of vulgarity and blasphemy. Vulgarity refers to the use of sexual innuendo and the use in language of particular body parts, the private parts of men and women, which are to be utilized for procreative purposes and were designed by God for these purposes. And you and I ought not to denigrate the purposes of God by utilizing the names of these body parts in slang terms and utilizing these slang terms as adjectives to describe individuals who are created in the image of God, and to curse individuals who are made in the image of God. And very often, profanity and vulgarity are tied together. And then there's blasphemy. Blasphemy is descending to the irreverent use of God's names, particularly. And you may use the name of God in cursing individuals. And you ought not to do that, for again, only God has the privilege of doing this sort of thing. But in anger, individuals will irreverently utilize the name of Jesus Christ. Or expressing surprise, individuals will utilize the name of Jesus Christ. And individuals will utilize the term God or the term Lord in expressing amazement or expressing surprise. These uses of the names of God and the titles of God would be violations of the third commandment. And the use of the attributes of God in this fashion. For example, the attribute of holiness. And we often use the term holy in a profane way by expressing surprise or expressing amazement. And then the Catechism mentions the ordinances, word, and works of God. The ordinances of God have to do with the Church of Jesus Christ. And the ordinances of the Church are particularly the ordinances of baptism and the Lord's Supper. And so we ought not to take for granted the Church of Jesus Christ and to speak irreverently about the Church and speak of the Church as that organization which we would have no part and have no need. Because in the bosom of the Church, the gospel is proclaimed, and it is through the ordinances of God, the ordinances of baptism and the Lord's Supper, and the preaching of the Word, that men and women are brought to salvation and are brought into a relationship with God and are connected with heaven. And the Word of God, of course, particularly found in the Bible, ought to be reverenced. And we ought not to denigrate the Word of God, speaking of it as common and ordinary. And the works of God ought to be understood as that through which God reveals Himself. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament declares His handiwork. And the things that God has made that we see in the world ought not to be polluted. And we ought to, on the other hand, care for the good things that God has given to us. And so, we ought not to take the name of the Lord our God in vain, in a loose and empty way. No, we ought not to use profanity or vulgarity or blasphemy. We ought to reverence the name of our God, because the names of God reveal the character of God, and the names of God introduce us to the person of God. When Moses was commissioned by God to go to Pharaoh and plead with Pharaoh to let the people go, and he was to explain to Israel that he was to lead them out of the land of Egypt, Pharaoh, or Moses, I should say, asked God, "Who shall I say has sent me? What is your name?" And God said to Moses, "Tell them, I am, has sent you to them. I am that I am. This is the name that you shall give to the people of God." And by this, God was declaring to Moses that He is the self-existent creator of the universe, who is Lord over all. I am that I am. And Jesus Christ is I am in the flesh. And so, you and I must not speak of the great God and creator of all as though He were nothing, and as though His name was empty and vain. On the other hand, friends, you and I, the Bible says, must call upon the name of the Lord. And when you call upon the name of Jesus Christ, what you are doing is calling upon Jesus Christ Himself. You must not improperly use the name of God or the name of Jesus Christ. You must properly use the name of God and properly use the name of Jesus Christ. You must call upon the name of God and call upon God in prayer. And you must call upon Jesus Christ for salvation. And before the world, you must confess Jesus Christ as the one who died on a cross to pay the penalty due to you for your sins. And you must confess Jesus Christ as God in the flesh. And you must confess Jesus Christ as the Lord of all before a watching and listening world. This would be the proper use of God's name. And so, friends, remember that each of the commandments, as we look at them, is given to us in the catechism under the terms of what is forbidden and what is commanded. And in the case of the third commandment, you must not vainly use the name of God, but you must properly use the name of God. And that is to call upon Him and to call upon Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. I plead with you that you repent of the sin of improperly utilizing God's name by cursing and swearing, that you repent of all profanity and vulgarity and blasphemy, that you turn away from these sins, and on the other hand, that you turn to the living God through Jesus Christ and call upon the name of Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ Himself as your Savior and the one who paid the penalty due to you for your profanity, vulgarity, and blasphemy, and thus be saved from all of your sins, not just the sins of the third commandment. Thanks for listening.